For 23 years, Mike Munger has been an academic teaching about politics.
So let me write that up.
Now, Munger has the perspective of a politician as he addresses his class in Prisoner's Dilemma and Distributive Justice.
The circle around them means that they are constrained. That is, I can't achieve everything that I want.
I expect that it'll make me a much better teacher, but since I am now a candidate for governor, it'd be inappropriate for me to mention it in any way, so I never discuss it.
Do your students know you're running for governor?
Most of them know that I'm running, but if they do, it's from the newspaper. I certainly would never mention it.
What do they think of that?
They asked me about it, and I said we'll talk about it after the election. I think many of them are pleased at the idea, but a lot of them say we don't know much about libertarians, so I suggest that they go to a website. I'm happy to say that's an informational question. I'm happy to answer that one.
For Munger, being a libertarian means advocating for limited government. He believes too many government-funded projects billed as being in the public's interest do more to subsidize special interests.
We build roads that create economic benefits for developers who make large contributions to people who are running for governor, and then they get appointed to the Department of Transportation board, and they make new decisions to build new roads that create new developments. We're subsidizing sprawl.
Munger realizes that Charlotte's light rail line is popular, but he's not a fan of the public investment it required. He says Charlotte Mayor Pat McCrory was wrong to push for a half-cent sales tax to help fund the system.
I've studied mass transit all over the world. I have just published a study on the Chilean mass transit system. I've studied the Charlotte mass transit system. It's a net waste of money. The effect is that we could pay for taxi rides for everyone who is now riding on the light rail, and they could have free taxi rides wherever they want, and we would still save money. The net effect has not been to reduce congestion at all. All it has done is made travel much more expensive for people in Charlotte. The effects are negligible on congestion.
Munger has been at Duke for 11 years, the last eight as chairman of the political science department. Before that, he was a professor at UNC Chapel Hill. He grew up in Florida and earned his bachelor's degree from Davidson College. Outside a stint as a staff economist at the Federal Trade Commission under the Reagan administration, he spent his career in academia. Munger was a registered Republican. He says he became a libertarian because both the Democratic and Republican parties have lost direction.
What they've done is converged to the center and decided that they're going to sell off policy. They just kind of auction it. They've become a cartel. In North Carolina in particular, where I've lived nearly 20 years, it's clear that that's happened.
Munger talks a lot about education reform. He claims that 7 to 8% of African Americans support him because of his stance on the topic.
What I would like to do is give parents choices and responsibility through increase the ceiling on the charter schools, and have a voucher program that would allow poor people, as well as wealthy people, to have the kind of choices that wealthy people have right now. It's people in urban areas that are desperate for some kind of change. They want to be able to escape the school system and the public school system that they think is not serving them.
The problem is not selfishness. The problem,
as election day draws near, some of Munger's students are taking an interest in his campaign, like sophomore Christopher Edelman.
I think it's great that a libertarian candidate has been able to put together a campaign and actually make a serious effort at getting the nomination.
Munger doesn't expect to win, but he is confident he can get up to 7% of the vote. His party had to collect nearly 70,000 signatures this year just to get on the ballot. He only needs 2% of the vote for the Libertarian Party to have automatic access to the ballot in 4 years.
I'm laying the groundwork for that now. I hope very much that I win. I expect to win in 2012.
In Durham, I'm Joey Pop for WFAA News.